92.9 with Basil and Zave.
Here it is, the Monday version of the potty. And I tell you what, Monday means the Monday footy wash-up. What a big day it was there.
Essendon got a little clip, clip, clip.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, it was nice. Hoarders, Basil. There's a hoarder at the back of my joint. There's hoarders everywhere in Perth.
There are a lot of hoarders around. I tell you what, I got put under the pump by Carbo, of all people. Carbo off the bench, in for the loading.
Fair.
Goes whackety whack whack.
Fair, we might do that again tomorrow.
And a Triple M investigation to end our show today. It's AFL related. Have a listen. We are about to launch this.
92.9 Triple M investigation.
Now, X-Man, we've been contacted by one of our listeners, Marilyn.
Yeah.
Marilyn's been doing a little bit of homework of her own and joins us on the line right now. Marilyn, morning.
Good morning, Baz. Morning, Dave.
What
morning,
have you spotted, mate. Marilyn?
Well, look, I'm no mathematician, but as a Saints supporter, I'm very keen on percentages.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And following that, Freo and the Saints are like neck and neck, you know, but not quite.
Mm-hmm.
But my calculations are that Sydney Swans and Richmond Tigers are exactly the same percentage, and therefore there is no number 8 on the ladder.
Right.
There is only a number 7.
So what percentage do you have Sydney and Richmond sitting at?
120.4.
Okay. Yeah, Marilyn, I've grabbed the calculator, and believe it or not, I am a mathematician. Mathematician.
Yeah.
And I've taken it to another decimal place.
Yes. So just before you explain that, X, here's the thing. On some premiership ladders, if they only go to one decimal point, that would be right to say that they are both on 120.4. But the only way two teams can be absolutely locked together is if their for and against is exactly the same. Because to get the percentage, Marilyn, you multiply the for, a team's for, by 100 and divide it by their against. Now, if you did that to one decimal point, you're quite right that they would be the same. But X-Man,
I've taken it to two, Maz. And in my calculations, a Sydney a 7th with 0.44 and Richmond a 8th with 0.42.
Right.
So let's explain
even
that.
Even though they've had the 6 wins and the 4.
Yeah, losses. So it's 937 times 100 and then you divide it by the points against, which is 7, 7, 8, which lands on 120.44.
Yeah.
Alternatively, you grab the Richmond 4, 979 times 100, divide by 813.
Yes, that's their
And that'll fall you into 120.42.
So does that make sense, Marilyn?
No.
Okay. Well, no, we can explain it.
An easy way to do, maybe pull up the AFL ladder this week and have a
No. So we've got it in front of you because 40 is very comprehensive with the AFL investigations or the Triple M investigations. So so the thing is, even though to the one decimal point, their percentages appear identical. Actually, if you multiply it out, 937 multiplied by 100 divided by 778, that's Sydney, that comes to 120.44. Richmond, 979 multiplied by 100 divided by 813, that comes to 120.42.
So, Marilyn, in other words, they can't be the same unless they've had the exact same four.
Correct.
They've kicked the exact same amount of score. And they've had the exact same amount of score kicked against
now,
them.
Now, so here's a question for you mathematicians in our audience.
Fire.
Is it possible, X, is there any number combination when you do exactly what we just did, albeit they are different numbers because the gap between for and against makes it work? Could you have two sets of numbers that are different that you multiply by 100 and divide by the against?
Wouldn't have thought so.
And they give you, because if you keep going down the decimal point, then eventually it'll be different.
I wouldn't have thought so.
No, I'm inclined. You know who we need right now? Is who's the smartest maths person we know? It's Adam Spencer, I think. You know Adam Spencer? He's on the TV on the ABC sometimes. He's got a maths book. Well, 40 had him as his one maths contact at 6PR, so we had him about 900 times. That's who would be him or Dr. Carl. He had him every other time.
Yeah. Dr. Carl.
Yeah, but Dr. Carl doesn't know AFL, so this is totally bamboozling. No. So close the Triple M investigation, please, 40.
92.9 Triple M investigation.
So on this particular occasion, we cannot rule in favour of Marilyn.
No, Maz, you're out, mate.
With
sorry.
Our AFL and mathematical knowledge, we are explaining that, unfortunately, although Maz, on some ladders, it would appear they are identical. Actually, if you go to the next decimal point, Sydney marginally on top of Richmond. But I want, just throwing it out there for someone who's really smart at maths, is it at all possible to have two different sets of numbers that would give you the exact same percentage?
And Maz, she did just say she was a Saints supporter, didn't
Saints
she?
Saints supporter, yeah.
So I'm just, don't worry about doing percentages because you believe that probably Fremantle are going to lose to Melbourne this week.
And then you jump on top anyway.
And St Kilda are going to whack North Melbourne. So you're on top on points.
Hey Maz, thanks for listening and thanks for bringing it to our attention though.
No, that's cool, but yeah, and then I had to do my own investigation and I looked up the ladder and I saw that they both were sitting on number 7. So I thought they're going to be argy-bargy this week.
Can't have explained it anymore, Maz. I mean, it's there in black and white.
But they play each other.
Well,
Sydney and Richmond. Oh, so this one is going to be
relevant. Won't matter anyway. There we go.
Unless it's a draw.
Could you imagine? But their scores, their for and against, would still be different.
Still be different, yeah.
With Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
Shocking weekend for WA footy. Shocking.
What about you almost just expect the Eagles?
Yeah, well, that was not so shocking, actually.
I watched a quarter of that and then flicked over to the Hawks.
I thought it would be 100 points when I flicked. Like, I saw the first half, thought, oh, my goodness.
Well, I saw the first 5 minutes and they kicked five goals nearly, or four goals. Yeah. So that was difficult. And then Freo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Straight to the calls.
Straight to it. Joe, good morning.
How you going, gents?
Good, mate. The floor's yours. What do you want to say?
Just regarding the Dockers, I think they played their premiership against Geelong a few weeks back. They're sort of on that downhill slide. And I think there's a bit of unsettlement within the team. Just seems to be a lot of ins and outs every week. I mean, they're trying to sort of pick their best 22, aren't they? Because they've got such a deep squad to choose from. But... Yeah, I think they just need to settle on 22, just stick with that 22 and just give them a good run at it and stop it. I mean, Braden Walker got out last week. I'm not sure what he did sort of wrong. He's been playing pretty good all week.
Yeah.
All week. So, I think they just need to settle on a 22 and just roll with that.
Hey, Joe, here's what Justin Longmuir had to say right after the game.
Everyone was getting way ahead of himself. And if you get way ahead of yourself in footy, you don't need to get way ahead of yourself. You get marginally ahead of yourself in footy. It gives you a reality check, and we've gotten that.
That's two bad losses in a row, and poor bad losses in the wet.
With Melbourne, who they won't beat, and then Brisbane.
Yeah, so they...
And then Hawthorn, then Carlton.
So that could be a month. I mean, they'll win a game along the way.
Three now. Premiership favourites next, with Hawthorn in there.
So if they lose the next two, that's a month four with no wins after six wins in a row, and you've given your season straight back, haven't you?
Yeah, and then you're fighting for the
eight. Beat Geelong, you did all the great work, and then you bring it all undone. St Kilda were in a little bit of strife at three-quarter time, but they are fighters, the Saints. And they've kept the pressure on Fremantle as a result.
Ian, good morning.
How you going?
Mate, you must be a happy Saints fan.
Very happy.
Go on, mate. What do you want to say?
They said we couldn't do it without Jack Steele. Well, we're not a one-person team anymore.
No, you're pretty well spread. You are very well spread. And King, gee whiz, you wouldn't give him up for anyone in the competition, would you?
Definitely not.
Ian, well called.
It's a Brad Hill, too. He gets a lot of criticism. Yeah. Brad Hill was spectacular on the weekend. Yeah.
Big money. Anything else, Ian?
And Sinclair with another 30 disposals.
Oh, Sinclair, all Australian Sinclair. Yeah, he's going very well.
Ian's starting to dream of silverware in September.
Wait, was it not? It was a 66.
Yep, clickety click.
66. Are you feeling something, Ian?
Sort of, but I'm not going to get ahead of myself like Freo.
Thank you, Ian. 1-3-3-5-3. We want you all weighing in. West Coast, Fremantle, any other team. Brett's in Naval Base. Brett, you're a Bombers man, are you?
I am, mate. I was on Friday.
Yeah.
And give the boys a bacon, but I was a bit tame.
Yeah.
And, like, let's be honest, boys, I need 30 seconds here.
Go, 30 mate. Seconds right. yours, mate. We've just turned our mics off. Yeah. Go, Brett. The floor's yours.
Right. Boys, come on. 13 minutes into the game, I knew they were stuffed against the Tigers. Mm. Three bombers in the back line spilt it, and the little Maurice Rioli waiting on the ground going, how good's this? I'll just soccer it through on my little left foot.
Game over.
Boys, you didn't improve at all, Ben Rutten. Jesus Christ. Dyson, you're not coaching. You're not captain of the Leongatha under-16s anymore, mate. It's an Essendon Football Club. Get some ticker. Show some ticker, boys, for God's sake. We've had enough. We've had enough.
Brett, thank you.
There you go.
Any Essendon fans want to respond?
That's what this segment's about. You tell us to shut up. Correct. You want the floor for 30 and you just do what you want to do. Say what you want to say.
Triple M Breakfast with Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
The Monday wash up.
Oh, what a kick.
Straight to the calls for the Sienna's voucher. Jamie's in Padbury. Jamie, morning.
Morning, boys. How are you going?
What would you like to say, Jamie? We're well, by the way. Thank you.
That's good. Well, firstly, thank you for making every morning fantastic for me. I appreciate you guys greatly.
Very sweet, Jamie. Thanks, Jamie. Very sweet.
I just wanted to call because I am a very loyal Bombers supporter.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been hearing so much stuff about how Dyson Heffel needs to step down, how the boys are fake, this and that. Yeah. But I just wanted to recall when Josh Kennedy kicked his 700 goals a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
Yep.
That was his milestone, right? Yep. Everyone is entitled to a milestone.
Yeah.
They weren't. They haven't been playing great, as we know, right? He still got recognition for that 700th goal.
Yeah, he did. They got around him, as they say.
Right? They did, 100%. And he deserved that, as every player does.
Yeah.
But when Dyson Heffel had his milestone last week, for his 200th game, he was told by other people that he was fake, that it was an event, and that he was given no respect whatsoever. He was then bullied on the couch by Nick Riewoldt, Brownie, and I just think, one, Dyson Heffel has not been given any respect whatsoever. He's doing his best, just as everybody else is.
Jamie, that's a really good call. Let's get Xavier's opinion on this one. Thank you, Jamie, for your kind words and your great call. Thought provoking.
No, I grew up with in my region, Gippsland boy.
Yeah.
Dyson Heffel, I know him a little bit.
Do you think he's fake?
No, but I don't think they're a tough side, Essendon.
Okay.
I think that's pretty well established. I think Dyson Heffel deserves respect. 200 games at any stage is fantastic. You captain that football club as a youngster, and it probably just shows a little bit like West Coast, their breadth of who's the next in line. Is it going to be Parrish or Jack Merritt?
They're in a bit of pain, though, Essendon.
They are in pain, and all the joy and excitement around a first year.
Yeah.
This is how it happens, Baz. First year kids come in, they show a glimpse.
Yeah.
How good's this? The rebuild's back. The Essendon kids look amazing.
Yes.
Well, the second year comes around, and then all of a sudden you go, oh, hang on, it's their second year, and then they're doing the same things they were doing in their first year.
Yeah.
So you just put the brake on a little bit. They've had some injuries, too. So, but I think Essendon last year were better than what they played better than what they are.
What they are.
This year is probably more of a reflection.
Thought-provoking call, Jamie. Thank you, and thanks for the kind words. John's in Como. John, West Coast, go.
How you going, guys? I wanted to say something about both.
Yeah.
But West Coast, no, that was not a pass.
Okay.
To me, there's something going on at that club because the players they're putting out, they're not that bad.
Okay.
I just don't think they're united as a team, and it's showing on the field.
Okay, and the other team?
The Dockers.
Yeah.
Finally, someone came out and said that they're getting ahead of themselves.
Yeah.
While they have been doing well, they have also played a lot of the bottom teams.
Yes.
In fact, they've played Adelaide, the Kangaroos, West Coast, and North Melbourne, and Essendon.
Yeah.
So I think people, we're getting ahead of themselves a little bit.
Well, I tell you what, John, the Geelong one gave them some validity
and credibility.
And that's what probably sucked most of us in. You go to Geelong and beat Geelong, only the very best teams do that, and they did it.
Mm-hmm.
So then they've fallen away badly since then. Lisa's in Ellenbrook. Lucky last. Morning, Lise.
Morning, boys. Happy Monday to you all.
You too, Lise.
And it's a great call by Jamie. She's just a passionate supporter, and I love her for that. Boys, first effort in the Eagles, the first half effort for the Eagles, no effort at all.
No.
Second half was a lot better. But guess what, boys? We kicked more goals than the Dockers did 2 weeks in a row now.
Okay. On the way back.
Sign of the times that we're supporting more goals than the Dockers.
Triple M Breakfast with Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
Hey, Basil, I actually got a load of wood the other day delivered to my house. Stacked it up myself, quite manly of me. Yeah. But
okay, you get the fire going.
Get the fire cranking. Yeah. But the other day I needed to get it cranking, and I don't know why, whether actually this makes sense or not, but... Yeah. There was a lot of bees flow. Oh, yes. And we get some bees in our backyard.
Yeah, we do too.
Water a fair bit and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. But this was more a constant bees flying over from the back fence. So our house goes, my back fence, then we've got a little alleyway that's sort of unmaintained, and then the neighbours, the back neighbours' fence, but there's an alleyway between us. So they were coming from the back neighbour's house. So I thought, bugger, I've got to check out what's going on. If there's a beehive floating around, not great with the kids running around the backyard or whatnot. Anyway, I stuck my head over, and there's a lot of bees over there, and they're hoarders.
Right.
So I couldn't see. There was scrap metal,
stuff
everywhere.
Yeah, okay.
And I could not for the life of me tell where the bees were coming from, but there was hundreds of them. So then I've seen on TV and on socials, you know, bee catchers and all that sort of stuff, how they move the hives and whatnot.
Yep, sure do.
How they smoke them.
Yeah.
So I got the fire going to smoke them to try and just bloody chill the joint out a little bit.
Yeah.
But I was surprised. The bee issue is not an issue anymore.
Mm.
But I was shocked by the amount of stuff in the backyard.
Yeah, well, I don't reckon your neighbours alone. In fact, we've got a bloke over near our place where there's an odd collection of stuff. Occasionally the little fella hits the ball over the fence.
Mm.
It's a bit tricky to get into, but we've sort of tried to get over and have a bit of a look. And to be honest, once we saw what was going on, we sort of pulled up. We thought, just let the tennis ball go.
Yeah.
We can go and get another one. There's a lot of it in the suburbs.
Is hoarding a hobby, or is it control gone a little bit?
Yeah.
Like, is it a mess, or is it a hobby?
I wonder that myself. I reckon sometimes it starts out as a hobby, but then it's that people not knowing when to let go.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you see on TV, there'll be like stacks and stacks of old newspapers,
which clearly
you don't need those.
No.
There's absolutely no need to have those. Other things that people, like tiles, bricks, rubbish like
Tires.
Yeah,
scrap metal, everything. Everything was there.
Stuff that people have collected from council cleanups that you go, oh yeah, in isolation, one of those or two of those, they could be useful around home. But why would you need 37 old barbecue chairs, for example? You wouldn't.
No.
133353. Have you got a hoarder near you? Are you a hoarder? What's going on in that brain that says, got to get more?
Is it a money spinner?
Got to have more.
Is it a money spinner?
That's what, and I've heard, and I wonder if we get a call like this, 133353. Some relationships have split over this. One partner always stacking the backyard and the shed and down the side of the house with stuff. The other one says, if we don't get rid of this, I'm going to have to go.
Yeah.
I can't live like this anymore. Does that sound like you or someone you know? Shamo's in Waikiki. Shamo, morning.
Morning, brother.
What do you got, brother?
I guess I am a bit of a hoarder, I'm not like the guys you see on TV or the women in these TV shows. I just tend to keep bits of hose if it comes in handy, or that'll come in handy. Screws, bits of metal, bits of wood and things like that, keep it in the shed. And it's such a great feeling. It might take a year and a half or 2 years, but that'll just come in handy for that job.
How often does it come in handy, though? Does it come in handy a lot, or just not as much as you think?
Well, the trouble in Strike, she's always giving me earache, and she says, she comes in and has a clear out every so often. But she comes back 6 months later and it's back to that square one.
Thank you, Shannon.
Morning, there you go.
Linda's in Ballajura. Morning, Linda.
Linda, good morning.
Hi, guys.
Mate, hoarding, we're talking. Your uncle.
Yeah, my uncle. So I've got an uncle who lives in another state. We go and visit. You can't, not just external, but internal in that house.
Sorry, Linda, your phone line's a little bit disjointed, mate. Were you on loudspeaker there or something?
Can you hear
That's
me now?
Better, Linda.
There you go, Linda. Yeah. Good on you, mate.
Yep. So it's not just in the backyard. It starts right from the front door as you walk in. They go to the flea market and they buy absolutely useless stuff and it just keeps hoarding and hoarding.
And what in their minds, what are they going to do with it?
Nothing. I don't have no idea. Just like, I don't know, it's like a comfort,
right.
I think.
Is it a bit OCD? Is that what it is?
I would probably say so, And what, Dave, you think you had problems with bees
mm-hmm.
because of their hoarding. The daughter actually found a python in the backyard.
A python?
Jeepers.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
All that'll right. do me.
Linda, thank you for sharing. Andy's with us.
Morning, Andy.
Good morning, guys.
Talking hoarding, mate. Are you a hoarder or you've got someone who is?
No, I'm a tradie. I spend a lot of time, obviously, in people's houses.
And, oh, yes.
I think there's a little hoarder in most of us, to be honest, mate, whether it's in your roof or in your basement, in your garage, in your shed. But I have, I've come across quite a few over the years, to the point where you walk in the front door and there's a, inside the passageway or your entry, there's a passageway that's lined from floor to ceiling with books or furniture or something that leads you down into the lounge room, and you turn into the lounge room and then it'd lead you to a lounge and then there'd be a TV in front of it, but all around you would be collections of things, whether it's dolls or furniture, or books, or floorboards, or... And I mean floor-to-ceiling.
Yeah.
And that's through the whole house.
Yeah, gee. So, and you see it a fair bit, do you, Andy? Or more often than we might think?
I think I've probably seen... I've probably been in half a dozen houses that have had different...
Have you?
...levels of that. And in the backyard, a lot of people do... they're usually retired or semi-retired, or they're on a disability from a work from accident or compo or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
And they're recyclers as well. I see a lot of that. I mean, it's organised. But
Andy, thank you. Thanks for shedding some light on. We might keep this going. We might try and speak to an expert in the next couple of days, because it's a weird, weird phenomenon, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You feel lucky not to have been sort of afflicted or affected by it.
Yeah.
With Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple F.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
It's time to
carbo load.
Carbo load.
You stick classy.
There you go. Albo's just being sworn in as we speak, guys. So he's in Canberra there, along with Penny Wong as foreign minister, and then they shoot up to Tokyo tonight for the Quad meeting, and they'll meet Joe Biden. So
is there
off
a special plan the PM has?
Yeah. So
ScoMo, get your stuff out, mate. Yeah, here's Albo's joint now.
G-A-W-N, mate. G-A-W-N.
Yeah, that's it. Out of the lodge, out of the plane, the whole lot. ScoMo's...
Who's going to get the cheesy photo of the removalist?
Oh, they've done that. They've done it. Yeah, the stuff coming out. Well, he had a few beers yesterday, didn't he, at Kirribilli?
Barbecue with the lodge.
Staff and everything.
At Kirribilli, yep. Okay, so guys, we want to talk about the Libs, because obviously Labor had and the Independents had a great Saturday night. Looks like Labor have got to that 76
Baz is already
seat margin that they need to be in a majority government. Mm. So it means the Libs are now in all sorts. Ben Morton, who has been kicked out of Tagney, who I guess you would say is a power broker
in WA. We spoke to him on Friday.
And you guys spoke to him on Friday, and now he's out. He really, I guess, sort of pulled a lot of the strings in WA Liberals. He's saying that it is basically the darkest days of the Liberal Party ever in its history in Western Australia.
Yeah.
The result here has mirrored metro areas around the country and other cities. Mm. There are effectively no Liberals apart from one state Liberal. One state Liberal person in WA East metro area, in Perth's metro area, and one federal. Mm. And that is it for the Liberal Party in Perth.
Mm.
So, guys,
we're grilling.
My gut feel is that the Liberal Party have now passed the point where they are sort of looking at options. It is a requirement of future potential leaders to now start to come forward and say, it's time to save the party. Mm-hmm. It's time to save them. And
to say Baz won't run as an independent?
Oh! So, Baz, let's have a chat. Basil, I mean, it is clear you are of the Liberal side of politics.
Why is it clear, Carl?
It's as clear as day.
Why is it clear? Because, let me say this, I'm not a member of either political party. I've never been to a political party meeting for either of the majors.
Mm-hmm.
And in my current role, I'm absolutely apolitical.
So are you saying then that you're independent? Are you going to look at a seat at the next state or federal election?
I tell you what I'm
as
saying,
an independent.
I honestly tell you what I'm saying.
This will be political spin because he's already practicing.
Yeah.
I'm the Lord Mayor.
Yeah.
I love the role of Lord Mayor. I've got an election in October of next year to extend my time as Lord Mayor, and it is my intention to run again as Lord Mayor or for Lord Mayor of the City of Perth next October.
Baz, The Liberal Party are in crisis. Mm. They are on their knees and they need somebody like you to step in and steer them out of their darkest days.
Wow.
You would be the front runner in their thinking right now. Though, that would be my gut.
And
there.
I'm going to add a little bit to it. I walked past Baz's desk before and there's a couple of flyers on there. It says Basil and it says Churchless. I don't know anything about it.
So, Baz, there are seats available. Nedlands,
Churchlands.
Churchlands. They would be a seat for life.
You've been a media advisor in the past, so let me throw it back at you. You've been media advisor to me for a moment.
Okay.
At this point
Look
in
at
time.
Pinocchio over there.
At this point in time, at potentially or possibly their lowest ebb, both state and federally, would you be recommending to somebody like me, oh, yeah, go in now. This is a good time to go in.
Well, no, I wouldn't, Baz, frankly.
Right.
I would say sit back and see how the party...
That might be your answer, Carver.
Yes, because the party, my gut feel of the party would be that it needs to get its structures in place at the
Every
lower
book
levels.
Every first chapter,
Baz. That's right, at the lower levels.
That
so would there be an
thing.
Opportunity for someone to come in and start looking at the structure?
In all
be
honesty,
an advisor.
In all honesty, you're forgetting one other thing, and this is absolutely dead set, Troy. Yeah. One of the attractions and appeals to me of being able to run for Lord Mayor and then become Lord Mayor was that I was still able to keep my broadcasting career ticking and going. I'm still on the radio and I'm Lord Mayor. I still appear on Seven and I'm Lord Mayor. If I went down the state or federal political route, I wouldn't be able to do that. And you guys know I love this part of my life.
Baz, I understand that you would not want to sit on the back benches of the opposition and cop it from a Labor Party that dominates this state now, which is fair enough. That's what the people voted for.
I'm making the assumption, too. You're blue.
Campbell Newman in Queensland. Campbell Newman was the mayor, and he stepped into a position that allowed him to have a route to the premiership.
You need a route, mate.
Is that something that would appeal if the Liberal Party came to you and said?
What an extra. I can only say it again. I'm Lord Mayor. Love being Lord Mayor. Yeah. Thoroughly stimulated by that role. Intend to run again in October of next year. Hope to stay broadcasting with Triple M and on Channel 7. And if I went down the other path, I couldn't do that. And I'm not ready to give that away.
Watch this, SpaceX.
Yeah, mate, I'm with you there. Nice grilling.
Did my best, you blokes. Jeez. You have quite a. Quite a fierce little...
Yes, ScoMo, mate. Bad luck yesterday. But, mate, I'm ready to go. Just call me in.
That's it. Straight to Kirribilli for the barbecue.
X could be the sleeper in all of this, you know. The absolute sleeper.
Scarborough.
Well done, Carbo.
Any seat you want at this point, X.
Good work. Triple M Breakfast with Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.